All right, welcome, welcome, welcome. This is Queen Jack Radio. Call, first of all, this is my first broadcast on under this title, but, you know, I'm just chilling with my kids, and I decided I'm going to do a blog-like radio show, just talk about whatever random thing comes to my mind. What's on my mind tonight? I was to an old broadcast I did about Facebook statuses. You know how you get in a relationship with somebody and then you go to their page and their page still say single, or it said in a relationship when y'all were all newly together, then all of a sudden they single, you single on the page, then you in a relationship, they still single. All the pictures of you deleted off their page. You still got pictures of them. Okay, Facebook has this unique way of making people want to delete each other, act a fool with each other. And now they got where you don't have to block a person. You can just take a break from them. That is so powerful. Facebook realizes that they have this much control over your emotional state. And we give it to them. We get on there and we say what we need to say, our emotions, we feel it. We go through stuff and we give out advice as though that advice is not for ourselves, when really we are talking to ourselves. When we get on there and say relationship stuff like, if he won't put you first, then you don't settle for second and all this kind of stuff. That's because that's the current state of your life right now. A lot of guys get on there and they get on there with contacts on and pretty eyes, you know, pretty eyes, nice haircut and all of this stuff. Ratchet in life, but just Facebook heroes, Facebook stars. You visit where they live, straight up trash. But all I'm just saying that because Facebook can make a star out of you. I mean, an actual celebrity out of you. I know it because I'm telling you, okay, pick me. I know it can, but at the same time, we have to function in reality. Facebook, if you're not careful, can take Facebook, Snapchat, Instagram, can take you clean out of reality and into this fantasy place and make you and have you so caught up to where you can't function without a phone or computer or whatever. Now, I know it's ironic because I'm on a podcast, but guess what? I'm just saying. Anyway, relationships, Facebook relationships, online relationships, folks that can only function with each other while they're on the internet. But if they met in person, and it's the craziest thing, if they met in person, they probably wouldn't even like each other. If they had to go to a park together, if they had to go out together, they probably wouldn't even like each other. So, I mean, socializing on Facebook is one thing, or the internet is one thing. But when we don't get out and look at each other, see what you look like, see what makes you upset. You know what makes you upset on Facebook. We know what you don't like. You know, on Instagram, we know how witty and comical you are by reposting something that somebody else posted, but how do you function in real life? Who are your parents? Where did you come from? How was you raised? You can make up anything on Facebook and people just go with it. You know, you can join any group, any kind of thing, and just create a whole persona about yourself that is completely not real, you know. So I'm not saying just totally X out social media. I'm just saying date for real. I mean, go on a real date. I'm not talking about a video date, a video chat, because some folks have been video chatting for 5 years, never met each other, but you paid enough on your internet bill and your phone bill to have paid for a plane ticket, a bus ticket, or public transportation to get or rent a car or Uber to get to wherever that person is. So you can see if their breath stinks. You can see if you can see what's going on with them. I mean, come on, the teeth may not be real. I mean, well, you know, women, we wear weaves, so you just go ahead and assume that our hair is not real. I mean, some of us do have real hair. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that you don't set yourself up to be disappointed. You know, let's be realistic. The same energy that you put into a selfie is the same energy, or maybe even more, that somebody else put into their selfie. I have seen some selfies on Facebook that blow my mind. I'm like, oh my God, he's handsome, she is beautiful, oh my God. But don't get me wrong, I've also seen some selfies on Facebook and Instagram that really should be banned. They really should be a law against some of these selfies that people take. But I'm more impressed by the selfies that people take with no makeup, no weave, in their little bonnets and stuff. I'm more impressed with that, because it takes courage to come on without lashes and lipstick and makeup in a hair bonnet and post it for the whole world to see. And you never know who's gonna repost it, you never know. So I give more credit to the person that can come on and just be straight up, this is the way I look. Beard, mustache on women, whatever. Hair on the chest on women. You know what I'm saying? Men, no teeth. I mean, I feel you. Come as you are. It's kind of like church. Facebook should just get spiritual. It should just become gospel. Come as you are. Come as you are. Facebook should be like church, you know. Just come without all the rigmarole. Just make it do what it do. And then whoever still approaches you, or still friends you, or still wants to hang in a group on Facebook with you, you need to really try to meet them in real life. Because 9 times out of 10, if they are attracted to your picture without all of the glam, it means that they are looking for someone to hang with that's real, and you probably are tired of all the glam for your selfie. I know I was, man. I was wearing, like, I was tired, man. And I know I'm just being funny, y'all, but for real, Facebook, man, has a way of making people, or let me not say making people, but influencing people to do some serious soul searching, glamming up. Now what I do want to say about glamming up, now it has given some people some confidence to do some makeovers, to maybe wear lipstick, to maybe get their hair done, their nails done, to kind of come up out of a depressive slump that they've probably been in. So I don't want to totally just act a fool. I'm just bringing awareness. I'm not tripping, because I wear weave, makeup, all that stuff. Sometimes, you know, I just want to snap a selfie without having to get up and do a whole lot before I can even snap a picture. It just seems like a lot of work that I'm not getting paid for. And so, anyway, now what I want to do before I let you go, and it's just a bunch of random raving. I'm just be real, just random raving about a bunch of nothing. Before I let you go, I just want to say, OJ is free. OJ has been paroled. A lot of folks are upset because the juice is paroled. Stop getting angry about OJ being free. OJ, if you really look at it, he's really not free. He's just out. He's just going to be out of jail, but he's really not free, because people have built a social prison around this young man that he'll never be able to escape for the rest of his life. So really what they did was they just allowed him to go home for a visit. Because when he walks out on the street, when he, wherever he goes, he's going to be forever known as the man that killed his wife, ex-wife, whoever she, you know what I mean. He killed, you know, they have convicted him. He's in jail in the mind of those that count him guilty. So, we're going to leave that where it is. Now, it's a Friday night. I'm at home, bored out of my mind, listening to a little bit of Erykah Badu, Fly to Death, and a couple of other artists while my son plays this game on the TV and my daughter is just chilling. So, I'm glad I had this time to spend with you guys, but I'm going to let you go. But, that's all I'm trying to say tonight. I was on Facebook, and it just blew my mind, some of the selfies I saw, relationship statuses, people going crazy over, people changing their relationship statuses. It's just ridiculous to me. But anyway, Facebook is a website. I just want to say that before I let you go. All right? Y'all have a great night.